Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The management committee during the offseason provided some clarification to some comments that were made last year, and indeed, idle teams can move following the results of the championship games and how they impact the teams that are around those that play in the championship game. And data such as strength of schedule, teams that may be idle. So yes, teams that are idle can move up or down. Following the championship games, we will re-rank the top 25 teams, and we'll see where they fall.
There you go. So you don't necessarily have to be, I mean, you are done. You've played 12 games.
Right.
You have played the football you're going to play.
Right.
And you're ranked 12th right now.
Yes.
But by not playing this weekend and other teams playing, you might somehow benefit from that.
Yes.
All right.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Why would there be a problem?
Why would it be a problem?
Yeah.
If you are, say, BYU.
Correct.
And you do play this weekend.
Yes.
And you're 11th currently.
Yes.
And then you play and you lose.
You're going to drop out.
And then you're out.
Yeah.
And then the team that's behind you that doesn't play this weekend bumps up.
Yep.
You might be a little, you might be talking about what you were just talking about. You might want to opt out of that game.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
Because if they didn't
have
a game this weekend, you'd probably be fine.
But that's what I'm saying. That's the crazy part about the whole thing. Is because of the fact is that you're idle, you don't have to do anything. How do you change that?
Right.
You're going to have to get rid of conference championship.
That's what you're going to have to do.
You're going to have to do it. And it sucks and all those different things. But if we're talking about fair, you're punishing BYU for making it to the damn conference. I know,
right.
I look at their schedule and all that other crap like that. I get it. But they are in one of your big four conferences that you put out.
That you told us was one of the big ones.
Yes, as you said, the Big 12 was one of the big four conferences. Now, we understand there's a pecking order.
Of course. There's a big two.
Yes, we understand that part about
it.
But, yeah, if you're in the thing.
You're 11-1. You're in the conference title game. The only team you've lost to is the other team in the conference title game.
Right. That win or lose, they're going to be in.
Win or lose, they're going to be in.
Yeah, win or lose, TCU's going to be in.
No, Texas Tech.
I mean, Texas Tech. I'm sorry. Thank you.
So, if I'm BYU, I'm a little frustrated by that.
Yeah.
For sure. Sounds like they're going to keep their coach.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So, I got a new extension. Everybody's getting extensions.
Yeah.
It's a whole.
Dude, why can't Penn State hire somebody?
I don't want to believe the rumor.
You don't want to believe it?
I don't want to believe the rumor that Jimmy Sexton is behind this.
Yeah. They doesn't like how they dealt with James Franklin.
Yes.
He's poisoning the well for their next coach.
Yes, I don't want to believe that. I just don't want to believe that.
Do you believe it?
No, I don't. And here's why I don't believe
it. I don't want to believe
Penn
it.
Penn State
either,
is a premier school.
Yeah.
All right, it's a great job. Okay, I can't see him taking that away from one of his clients.
I don't either. Like, I don't see how he stands to benefit from that because James Franklin got a job.
Yes.
A good one. And, I mean, he's over there now, happy.
Yeah.
But one of your other clients is going to get a huge raise.
But my thing right now is, like,
State.
Where do they go?
I don't know.
The biggest thing is, like, where do they go?
Because I remember, because, again, we didn't get a chance to talk to Conte this week. And last time we talked to him, it was – like, maybe the Oregon offensive coordinator, who's now going somewhere else, that he was not excited about. And that fell through. And now Kalani Sitake, who never was on the radar for Penn State, the BYU coach, between the crumble cookie guy and the Mormons, they raised the funds to keep him.
Which threw me away. That's why yesterday, I think I said off the air, really? I never thought him going to Penn State would be – something. And then I know
that's where we've gotten to.
But that's where you are. Like, so where do you go now? I mean, Heartline BH just went and took his job down in South Florida. So you're at that situation where, you know, the OC for them are out. So I mean, I asked Mike yesterday about Billy O on Wednesday, on Monday.
Bill O'Brien.
Yeah, I mean, you bring him back. You know, I mean, considering what how he stabilized that program after that disaster that which was the previous regime, do you go back and try and bring him back who's familiar with the team and all those different things? Like, I don't know where they go now.
Me either.
I don't know where they go, but as you get closer, and today is signing day, and you don't have a head coach. And you're Penn State.
Yeah.
Your Penn State is signing day, and you don't have a head coach.
Now, what is – because people will take that a lot of different ways. Like, people will say, well, that's the problem with the calendar.
Yeah, that's it is.
Kind of.
It is.
But that's a Penn State problem.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I don't like – I know the calendar's flawed. They need to fix it. But I don't like blaming – like, Lane Kiffin being a victim of the calendar. Stop.
Thank
Lane
you, but
Kiffin's a grown man that gets to make grown man decisions.
But that's what I'm saying. Like,
don't be trying to –
if you're Penn State,
Kate for Lane Kiffin.
Is Penn State now at the settle spot now?
I think so.
Yeah.
I think so. To me, the biggest takeaway I have of it is don't be so hasty without a plan.
Yes.
Like, the boosters all panicked, and they had to get him out of there.
Was it panic or were they mad?
Maybe a combo.
Okay.
You know?
Okay.
What, you ever, when you were a kid, go to the like the soda machine and get multiples?
No, I didn't do that.
You never mixed them?
No, I didn't do that.
Really?
Yeah,
you just go only Coke?
Yeah, I do that.
You'd never go Coke, Dr. Pepper? Mm-hmm.
Never did that.
Well, I think that's what it was. It was a combo of, we called it a graveyard.
Yeah, no, I don't know what it's called, but yeah, no, I never did that.
Interesting.
Yeah.
How come?
Very rarely did we get the opportunity to do that.
Understood, but at some point, you've been to a soda machine.
Yeah, but I've never done it.
Okay.
Yeah, I've never done it.
Got it. But you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean. Because I've had buddies that done it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that was their emotions. Was a graveyard.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Like, so now you're in a situation.
It wasn't that good of a metaphor anyway.
you're in that no man's land right now. Because, like, okay, everybody after this point that you try to go hire for your Penn State, oh, they settle for him.
Yep.
Oh, they settle for him.
And that doesn't necessarily mean that it won't work out.
No, it does not. It does not. Because USC settled on Pete.
Right. But they look, you know, they don't look as big and bad as they thought they were when they entered into this situation. But they're not in the conversation currently because they're done playing and they're not going to a bowl game and they're not in the college football playoff. It's going to be interesting on Sunday. Oh, yeah. They kind of like that guy, right? I don't even know his name.
Yeah, okay.
But they were rallying around him in that Indiana game.
I know they had the sign and everything, but I doubt it. I doubt he gets it.
No, probably not. Probably not. All right. We'll get back into this as the show goes on. Let's hear from Kirby Smart talking about wanting to play on Saturday.
If you worry about injury risk, we won't practice next week. So, like, you live your life scared of injuries, you know what you get? A very scared team. And there's also an opportunity to win an SEC championship. Does that matter? Does anybody care about that anymore? I mean, I grew up thinking that was the greatest game in the world. And I just differ from everybody else. Yeah, we lost guys today to injured. We're going to lose guys in practice to injury. But that's next man up. Like, so what's wrong with this? The whole thing now is like, well, what if you get hurt? What if you do this? What if you do that? I mean, it's football. It's all part of it.
It is. It is a part of it. I know a lot of people pointed to the fact, yes, we lost our starting quarterback last year in the SEC championship game. Damn sure did.
It's true.
You know, and so, yeah, anything and everything in life, it's football. You get. Yeah.
He also could have got hurt the first play against Notre Dame.
And that's the thing,
like,
about it. It's like you just don't know when these injuries are going to happen and everything. I'm so excited about this game. I think it's going to be a great football game that Georgia has got to find a way to get that. I mean, even if Georgia wins, they're still like – in a hole against Bama, you know, but I mean, you got to figure out a way to win this football game if you're Georgia. I mean, you're in the playoffs regardless, but you got to find a way to get this game. I mean, yeah, obviously the first round bye is good. It's great. Don't get me wrong. But damn, you got to just beat Alabama. They got to find a way to beat Bama, period.
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 Yeah, that's what it is. That's, I mean, the only thing Kirby hasn't been able to do consistently.
Only thing.
And, you know, as much as thought maybe with the Saban tenure ending and carrying over, DeBoer's got him twice.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. DeBoer.
Like the one thing, like, look, right. the Alabama's in the SEC championship game, so I think DeBoer has validated a lot of the concerns or quieted a lot of the concerns that people had.
Yes.
But, I mean, the best thing he's done is beat Georgia twice.
He's beat Georgia twice.
Yeah. It's hard to do. Ended
that home win streak and everything and held on at the end of the last game. Yeah, that's the thing with Kirby and Georgia. You got to get over that. You got to find a way to win this football game. You know, like I said, your season's not over if you don't. Again, you still have the opportunity to win a natty and all those different things, which is still there. And your most important win of the resurgence of the Dogs was that championship. You did beat Alabama.
Sure.
Sure. But you need to get this guy.
Yeah, the interesting thing is, all right, they play Saturday. Good game, probably. Pretty much what everyone's expecting. They're both going to the playoff. They might play again.
Yeah.
You can have them play three times.
Damn.
Which, fine. I mean, I don't know. They're always great games when they play.
And that's the thing about it. They're great games.
Even the one last year where Alabama was up like 30-7.
And we
that was a fourth quarter game.
Found a way to battle back.
That was the game of the year last year, at least one of them. Like, that was incredible.
One of them.
So, yeah, they're always really fun.
And that's what irritates me is that because that dude that made the plays, he been playing like straight just garbage.
What's happened to Ryan
I don't
Williams?
Know, but this seems like it's one of them games where he goes off. But he don't play enough to go off.
He can't. They don't even throw it to him.
They don't throw it to him. But watch it throw it to his ass today. He's
Horton? That
He's
kid can
awesome.
Play.
He's awesome.
Jeremy Bernard's good. They got that tight end who can play.
Yeah, they started running the ball well against Auburn. Then, bam, and obviously Jam goes
Jam's
down.
Jam's hurt.
Yeah, I don't think Jam's going to play. But, yeah, they got a big-time quarterback who, you know, he cut your ass up.
He's
now,
a good player.
Are you going to sit back there, that bull crap three-man rush, and just let him pick you the hell apart?
I don't think so.
You can't do that.
Yeah, I don't think so. I think it'll look different on defense. Now, they did figure it out in the second half. They didn't allow Bama to score in the second half, did they?
Nope.
Right? It was 24-14 at halftime, and the final score was 24-21. So, yeah, I don't know. I'm so fine. Again, I said it earlier. I'm going to say it again. I'm going to say it a lot over the next couple of days. Alabama and Georgia are playing a football game.
Damn sure are.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
A championship at Mercedes-Benz on Saturday.
Don't get no better than that, dude.
Pretty good.
Yeah, man. Hey, every Wednesday night, Joe and I got Day Day for Prep Sport Nation, a comprehensive look at teams and athletes that make news in the high school sports across the state. It's brought to you by Ingles, low price, low savings. That's Prep Sport Nation with our guy Day Day, as they are deep in the playoffs right now.
And then another game will be played on Sunday at Mercedes-Benz. That's always crazy when they do
that.
When they flip that thing from the SEC championship game to then the Falcons play on Sunday afternoon. We'll talk to Dave Archer about that game and the Falcons coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back, and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.